Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
It's Friday. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Yes, we do.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Oh, so good. I'd listen to the, you know, I found out all the different days of the week from her last week. Maybe we'll
save
that.
She explains it quite well.
Yeah. So I feel like I have it now.
It's good to know.
Is everyone excited for the weekend?
Nah.
Who cares?
And today's good too, right?
Yeah. No, today, that's the thing about Friday. It is the best day because everyone's like, it's here.
Oh.
You go, you hang with your friends at work, you have a great time, and you know the next morning you don't have to get up at 3 in the morning. That is Friday in a nutshell right there. Out of the park. Friday, the weekly holiday.
You know, this morning, and listen, we're very lucky we have parking here. And,
yes.
And parking in the city is a freaking nightmare no matter where you work or what you, but we... Something changed here, and we now have a person who parks our... I'm not good with having people do stuff for me. I'm just not.
Tell me what happened. What happened?
Nothing.
Was there an incident?
No, we had a nice chat. I was happy to, you know, hand over the keys, but I feel like there's a spot, bro. I can just...
I could pull it right in.
I got this. Yep. You don't... No, it's okay.
Yep.
I'll take care
of it. Hop on out. Leave the keys.
But I'm already in it. Yeah. Where you want me to put it? All right. I mean, it's fine. I'm just not good with people doing stuff for me.
Yeah.
Not especially when I can do it myself. Right.
I'm sure that it's probably like for them an insurance thing. If you screwed up the car, you could say that they were the ones who parked it or something. There's got to be some reason why they don't just let you pull it in. It's like it's 4 in the morning. You go, hey, I got it. No problem. Don't worry about it. Nope. Hop on out. Leave the keys. We'll have it ready for you at 10.
But anyway, yeah. I'm happier.
Make sure you have some $5 bills on you.
Oh.
Because that's the new for whatever. It's just blah, blah, blah. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
I'm not, we are parking just, I just really like to do stuff
I'm
myself.
With you.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I have thought to
Very
myself,
strange.
Though, now that somebody else is parking my car for me, like I don't have to have that tiny little toaster I drive around in. I don't have to.
I cannot endorse the car I'm driving enough. I swear
super
to God,
every
man.
Every time I see the horse light, I mean, I'm like, the horse?
The horse light
horse.
Isn't even it, man.
That's what sold her.
I know. It is a nice touch.
I wasn't even
touch,
in the car yet. I was like, look, a horse thing shining on the ground.
I'm driving the Ford Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford
Shame.
In Santa Clara. And that car, it's
all electric.
It's everything.
Drives itself. Blue Cruise. You using that a lot?
Not a lot.
No. When you get on the highway, do you let it take over? Or?
No, I usually just drive myself. I've switched. I'm eating here now.
Yes.
So I don't feel the need to even switch in. Again, I just like to be self-sufficient. I'm not necessarily needing.
I don't want you to park my car. I don't want my car to drive me. I'll drive my car.
I don't need AI to write things for me.
Oh, should use some AI.
I know
so
that
easy.
You.
I'm like, oh, it's great. It wrote me an awesome game today.
I've seen everybody really, but my wife uses it all the time.
It's really
helpful. All the time.
Even let's say you were somebody's boss and you wanted to send them a note about something. You know what? Run it through AI first and be like, can you soften the edges of this? You know, let's make this a little more diplomatic. That is a great use of it. You can do that.
No, she does all the stuff on it.
I have to write letters of recommendation all the time. And man, it's so much easier to go. Here's the student. Here's what I think about them. Write me a letter of recommendation.
Write me a letter.
And like everyone I've gotten sent to a student that's been AI, they've written back like, wow, this is so nice. Thank
you
so much.
Wow.
Really.
You were such a great teacher.
Thank you.
AI actually wrote that for them. So there's no more talking to each other. Yeah. It's gone. It's over. I know. AI is scary, but also so useful. Mm.
Well, anyway, yeah, you could certainly, my guy down there would be happy to help you out.
Yeah. Are you talking about Manny, the tall guy?
No, yes, Manny is who parked me today. I'm talking about at Frontier Ford.
If you want to switch cars,
they got a ton of them in.
I'm thinking on it because I do feel like, in fact, my car is old and it used to have an app and everything, but then BMW discontinued the whole car line. So now it's just like, well, I hope everything keeps working. I do like it. It has really good turning radius.
The charge on this, any new electric, I think, but on the one I've got right now, it isn't even their biggest battery.
Right.
And you would go the whole week.
Yeah. No, I definitely can't go the whole week. In fact, I think I max out now. It started at like 100-mile range, which was still, I was like, it's okay. I get back and forth to work. And it has a 1 gallon backup little thing that it can kick in. What's the thing you have on the side of your house? The generator. It has a little generator.
Mm.
So I have 1 gallon of gas that it'll do. So I have an emergency thing, which I think most of these ones with the bigger range don't, like yours doesn't have that, does it?
No.
You get like, 250 miles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, like, I could make it back and forth to work twice. I have a 12-mile commute, so I could make it back and forth twice-ish on my 50 miles. And then if I needed it, my backup would kick in. But wouldn't it be so great
to get one with,
like, the 300 miles?
Yeah, you'd go the whole
week.
I'd
be just like, I'd never have to charge it. I'd definitely be stranded on the side of the road having forgotten to charge it.
You won't. You'll be okay. It's good. So anyway, I don't know if people are still looking to go electric. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
Really happy with
it. Well, they're really fun cars, actually. I mean, it takes a little bit of getting used to because it's quiet and it's got all this other stuff going on. But man, like the pickup on those things, it's outrageous. Like
you're
the fastest car out on the road. You must love that. I mean,
this is what I will say. I'm not a Leadfoot. I have to keep my license. I can't play games with speeding everywhere I go, but I do need to pass sometimes. And it is a delight to know that you've got
a reserve amount of power,
absolute power to make that move. Cause that's one of the things you jump out into a lane and you see cars coming at you. You're like, I don't know if I can make it. I better get back over here.
Yep. But when you know that if you punch it,
it springs
away from you. It's
gone.
It really is like so responsive.
And then just get
you have to
back
watch to, it.
I just get back down to speed.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah. Do you use cruise control?
Yes, a lot. Absolutely.
Which is great,
I use that.
Because it makes adjustments and then you can change lanes and it just picks right back up to where you were. And it's nice. It's good. Cars.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Father's Day this weekend, everyone. I'm going to keep you up on that. And I'm not because
Happy
I'm a dad.
Father's
I don't,
Day.
I really don't. It's nice.
What's Father's Day like at your house? What do they do for you?
Breakfast in bed?
No,
or anything,
I'm not a breakfast in bed guy at all.
Plus, you're already out of bed long before.
I'm already surfing. I'm long
you're
gone.
Back from surfing, and they're getting up. Hey, Dad.
And I usually make them breakfast, so that's not the. When I get home from surf, I make them breakfast. Mm. So that's how that goes. No, I they'll get me some things and there'll be some effort to, you know, spend time with me, but I'm not really someone who wants a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
So I know I sound like a pain in the ass. Like, I just want to do
don't
stuff
myself.
Don't
help me with anything. Don't do anything for me. Let me sit in my little fort, eat by myself.
I don't have a fort.
Well, it is kind of a luxury to get time. Like, I always got the kids out of the house on Father's Day. Like, we're going to give you the whole day. Do whatever you want. Now that we don't have kids anymore. Plus, I always do feel like Mother's Day and Father's Day, they're sort of like made up. Like, you should really be respectful of your parents and love them and show them that you're happy that they were your parents. I mean, if you are. But, you know, all the times of the year, it's kind of like Valentine's Day for me. I'm like, I don't want any chocolate or roses.
You know, thanks. What you say is, I believe, I really want to show mom because mom puts in way more effort and by choice, she layers her day in ways that you just cannot believe. Like, I look at her days and just go, nope, don't want even one, much less seven of them.
Right. The people with the packed calendar. I don't know how they do it.
No, thank you.
I have something like out on the horizon. I'm like, oh God, that thing that I have to do.
But the truth is, I really love being a dad. I'm like, it's a reward in and of itself. And but there's no getting that time back that you speak of. Like, it's for a minute, but that's the biggest sacrifice you make. And I know there are dads out there who split. I get it. Mm. They just go,
I got to go pick up a coffee and
whatever their deal is. I don't know how the F either. You do that, dude. I don't know what is broken inside you that you, I get it. If you're home, those little eyes are looking up at you going, can you, and name the
right
color, make me food, go for a walk, play
help
with
me, find this thing, do
whatever.
My homework.
I get it. Like you just, oh my God, if I'm home, I'm working with the kids.
Parenting.
Yeah, parenting, right. Whatever you want to call it.
It is work, but it's the best kind of work.
I get it, the dudes that split, but I don't get it. I don't know how you do that or how you find yourself down the road not wondering.
I sometimes think it's like, that's why girls' trips and guys' trips are a thing. Like, guys just are like, I'm leaving for the weekend. I would go hang out with dudes and talk about sports, and then I'll come back, and next weekend you can go on a girls' trip or something, which is, you know, it is a release valve. It's nice. It's a nice thing you can do.
You don't do that anymore, do you?
Girls' trips?
Yeah.
I haven't for a while, actually.
You used to do that regularly.
Yeah. You know what? Right up until the pandemic, we would go on Mother's Day. We would take that weekend, and we'd go up to the outlet malls. And I would do my entire shopping for the year. Yeah. I'd get all my new underpants.
And then you'd always
bras.
Get something that we would laugh at.
Yes,
that,
always.
Make fun
that
of,
was
and then
so
you'd
great.
Give it
that
away.
Was the best thing. Be like, hey, are there any interns around here who want my denim high heels? They were so cute.
Was that that was an actual purchase?
That was denim high heels.
They were so cute. They were cute little like pumps, but they had all this like, all these different kind of colors of denim on them, like, and they had like some fraying and some, they were super cute. And I was like, okay, well, also, you know, walking around on a radio station with pumps on was kind of weird, but I wore them in one day because I think I'd talked about them on the air, and I got so much S for them that I was just like, what size are your feet? You want these? I just gave them away. Went
you know,
home with my socks.
It happened earlier, so I don't feel too bad bringing this up, but it's not quite about the denim shoes as much as it is your lack of grace while in them.
Thanks, Finn.
I mean, you just fell down over here a second ago. And
I got my feet tangled up. That was not the same as, and I have flats on.
Oh, my.
I mean, I say that with all love and respect. I want you to feel that.
I mean, it's really the love and respect is washing over me. I'm drowning in it. Go on.
There's no more.
Yeah. It was, I agree that as a fashion choice, those weren't my finest moments. But in my somewhat defense, while I wasn't used to walking in high heels because I didn't do it much, I did for years dance on stage in pumps, practically kick lining, and I only fell like maybe three or four times.
Will you be wearing pumps on Sunday?
I won't be wearing. I haven't thought about what I'm going to wear to the drag thing.
What?
No, Sunday, your gig.
The drag thing Sunday?
Oh, no. Her gig.
My gig, I'll wear sneakers and jeans and t-shirt or something. Yeah, that's easy. Oh, and thank you for mentioning that. This is Father's Day. Maybe your dad loves guitar. Oh my God, if you love Guitar Heroes, this dude who's hosting this thing, Vinny, you drool like watching this guy play. Well, he's just one of those guys that makes it look so easy, and he's just rad. Like, just and he's like doing all this while also singing and looking incredibly cool. Josh Z, he's been in a bunch of different bands like in this area, but probably their biggest thing is Mother Truckers. And his wife Teal sings, and so we're sitting in with them on, it's 6 p.m. It's a free show. It's all ages at the Sweetwater in Mill Valley on Father's Day. If you get there at 6:15, my part of it's already over. So 6 o'clock, you got to get there. Or forget me, just come because your dad loves a guitar god. Who doesn't love a great guitar god?
That's awesome. Yeah. I think John and Pat are great too, though. So
yeah.
Well, John and Pat go like this when Josh Z plays.
That's great.
That guy's really amazing. And like when he comes over to your house, like to jam and stuff, because they love to do that too. Just like, yeah, we all like decide what songs we're going to work on for the week. And then everybody comes over and we just have this like epic rock out session. And it's just, it elevates. It's elevating to be with someone who's like insanely talented. It's just like makes you work harder. And then, you get your chops up because you've been working on these little songs all week and you're ready to go. It's so fun. Oh my God, we're going to rock out. Rocking out on Father's Day.
I got to ask Pat if he knows this band. Some of you out there may know them. They're called the OCs, and they're local. They are no longer, I don't know if they're local to here anymore, but they started here. And I think they started around the time Pat did.
Well, he was in the band The Flesh Weapons, and they had some, like them and Green Day and all these kind of Bay Area bands were sort of happening right around that same time. He always talks about how... if it wasn't Green Day, it would have been the Flash Weapons.
Oh, he was right there on the cusp.
He was right there.
That sounds like a Pat thing to
Doesn't
say.
Doesn't it sound like a Pat thing to say? Yeah, I'm going to ask. I'll send him a note right now and ask him if he knows the OCs.
They spell it all different ways, which is, it reminds me of you, actually, the whole changing your name. It's like, why are you making your fans try to find you?
It's not just the letter O.
It's the letter O-C, and then there's O-H-S-E-E-S, like,
or the O-H-S-E-E-S.
It's just a whole, I don't know why this guy does that, but they're good and he's legit. But he, and I would think that he
I'll just send him a text when he wakes up. He'll respond yes or no.
I jumped in the shower this morning singing Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's Movie Club.
I sing it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, is that text from you?
No, but oh. I do. I always change the, when I'm home, I always put Fred in. Like, I sing to Fred all the time. So I'm like, Fred's Movie Club.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh.
Freddy.
Because you're singing to your doggy.
I sing to him every morning, every day.
How's that working out? You like him?
I love that dog.
Good.
He's a good boy.
I love you.
Hold
on. Yeah, I'm glad that you have that kind of companionship. I just looked at the clock. We got to just take a quick break here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Happy Friday the 13th. See you in a sec. Oh, and listen to what song it is. It's Bob's Movie Club.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you, with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.